WREF 97.7 FM, ESPN Radio, and online at listentotheref.com presents the Modern Day Football Show, a weekly look inside the Wildcat season featuring comments from head coach Mike Gable and a member of this year's team. The Modern Day Football Show is brought to you each week by Hoppe & Sons Construction, United Fidelity Bank, Evansville Estate Emporium, Award World Trophies, and by Loppy Heating and Air. The show is also brought to you by To The Point Therapeutic Massage and by Diamond Valley Federal Credit Union. Now here is your host, Brad Klein.
It is week six of the Modern Day Football Show. I'm Brad Klein, very happy to be with you. Mike Campbell will join us in a moment here on WREF 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. It's all brought to you by our sponsors, Hoppe & Sons Construction, Loppy Heating and Air, Evansville Estate Emporium, United Fidelity Bank, and Award World Trophies. So we'll talk about last week as Modern Day is 4-1 through 5 with a win against Jasper, 35-14. We'll also get ready for this Friday at North, Modern Day trying to get win number 6 on the season. Excuse me, win number 5 of the season in week number 6. All that and more right here on WREF. We'll take a step aside. Mike Gable will join us in a moment on 97.7 FM. The Ref, always the right call.
Hi. This is Shelley. The Evansville Estate Emporium has a 6,000-square-foot store filled with an ever-changing selection of antiques, vintage collectibles, and home consignments. We also do estate sales and online auctions. Follow us online so you don't miss out.
You've got places to go, and Better Banking can help you and your money go further. Are you ready to take your money to new heights? Get a flexible high-yield checking account that lets you customize your interest rate so you can keep your finances headed in the right direction. With Elevate Checking from United Fidelity Bank, you're in control of how much you earn. You can raise your rate with a few easy steps, like using your mobile banking app or getting your paychecks by direct deposit. Get more ways to earn more with Elevate Checking and start earning 4.00% APY. Learn more at unitedfidelity.com/elevate or visit your local banking center. Must meet certain criteria to qualify. Rates may change at any time without notice after the account is opened. APY is accurate as of August 1st, 2024. $25 minimum deposit required to open. Fees or other conditions could reduce earnings on the account. Member FDIC.
Loppy Heating and Air is starting its second 100 years as a local heating and air contractor serving the entire tri-state area. For the past century, Loppy Heating and Air has been offering professional services when it comes to both new installs and maintenance, as well as duct sealing. They are a Carrier factory authorized dealer and employ certified technicians. Reduce your energy costs this year by having Loppy Heating and Air service your heating and cooling units. Loppy Heating and Air, 812-425-9464.
Hoppe & Sons Construction offers over 30 years of experience. Each project is supervised by a project manager who is involved in every phase, including estimation, specification, and execution. Hoppe & Sons Construction, the choice of area planners, architects, businesses, and residents for superior craftsmanship and guaranteed results. Hoppe & Sons Construction, located at 3225 Claremont Avenue, or visit their website at hoppeandsons.com.
To The Point Therapeutic Massage has served the Evansville, Mount Vernon, and Henderson area since 2000, offering therapeutic massages focusing on pain relief, stiffness, migraines, and soreness. They offer circulation and range of motion improvement and reflexology and myofascial release applications. If you're looking for an amazing staff that cares about your wellness, To The Point Therapeutic Massage is your choice. To The Point Therapeutic Massage on West Franklin Street in Evansville and online at tothepointtherapeuticmassage.com.
Now there's more reason than ever to become a member of Diamond Valley Federal Credit Union. Right now, when you open a new checking account, you can earn $200. That's right. Open a new checking account and earn a $200 deposit into your new account after 90 days. Learn more about Open and Earn by calling 812-425-5152, stop by one of our 5 convenient locations, or visit DiamondValleyFCU.org today. Diamond Valley Federal Credit Union. Our focus is your future.
Award World Trophies and Gifts is the tri-state area's premier destination for celebrating success and finding the perfect gift. Whether you're recognizing achievements in sports, business, or personal milestones, they have you covered. Located at 700 North Weinbach, this unique gift shop offers a wide selection of trophies, plaques, ribbons, and a variety of thoughtful gifts to say congratulations in style. With the latest engraving technology, they can personalize any award or gift and make it truly special. If you can dream it, Award World can make it happen. Visit them Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 or call 812-425-4571 to explore their offerings.
Hey, I'm Julie. We'd like to invite you to experience our little piece of shopping heaven. Evansville Estate Emporium has antiques, vintage collectibles, home consignments, local art and crafts, and more. Come see us at 1732 West Franklin Street. Follow us online to find out about upcoming auctions and estate sales.
And we're back on week six of the Modern Day Football Show. The head coach, Mike Gable. I'm Brad Klein. Very happy to be with you, Coach. Really appreciate the time.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it. And all the coverage you give to all of high school football athletes.
Happy to. It's an absolute pleasure. Let's talk about this team. This team has been a pleasure to talk about and cover all season long. 4-1, and that happens after a 35-14 win from last week against Jasper on the road. And Jasper has shown a little something around the league. So what did you guys show to get that win?
Well, I think, you know, we were hurting a bit after the Memorial game. We didn't play as well as we thought we could have, but you have to give Memorial all the credit because they took it to us, and you know, they did what they wanted when they wanted, and we have to learn from that. I do think that our team responded very nicely in practice, and the seniors like Xander, Merkley, you're going to speak to, took the team under their control and decided we got to get back to work, and it showed, I think, Friday night up at Jasper.
Again, we're here on WREF 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app with the head coach of the Modern Day Wildcats, Mike Gable. All right, Coach, you mentioned how the Xander Merkleys of the world really helped in offense. And, of course, that's going to happen because, or that I'd imagine is not a surprise for a lot of the people listening right now because the rushing attack was so effective. You guys pounded the rock, and especially Caden Thacker, who registered more than 200 yards in this game. So let's talk about Caden, because that's an obnoxious stat.
Well, it's a good one for us. We're really happy with Caden's effort. He's getting better and better as each game comes along and with each week. He's starting to understand our offense a little bit better. You know, he missed last year with a broken leg mostly. And he's just now coming into his own. But he'll be the first to congratulate his line because there were holes to run through. And once you get a guy like Xander, he's pretty big and strong. In the secondary, he can usually make things happen.
Four touchdowns for him. He was unbelievable. And really, everyone ran very effectively. But for whatever reason, it was Caden who got maybe the bigger holes and took advantage of those holes more so. So what was it about when he had the ball as opposed to someone else carrying the rock that got him those extra yards per carry and then, of course, the four of the five touchdowns?
Well, he actually he runs the ball with authority. He's running. He's got some power. He's very strong. But he also has a tad of finesse with that. But he ran behind his line, actually, and they opened the holes, but then he holes. And honestly, he also had the bulk of the carries. So, you know, we expect a lot out of him. He expects it out of himself. And that's just the way it went on Friday. Four touchdowns for a running back from Modern Day is pretty impressive.
It's impressive for anyone at any level. 35-14, you take that win over Jasper, a team that's shown a little something in the SIAC with a couple of impressive wins already. But now they're down to three losses. And Modern Day, only one blemish on their five games so far, and now we're here in week six. Mike Gable, the head coach of the Modern Day Wildcats, here to talk about it on week six of the Modern Day Football Show. So, Coach, we'll take a step aside and hear from that guard that you were talking about who had a big part of that running game. Yeah, I'm sure Xander Merkley is going to have plenty to say about what Modern Day did in week five. Back in a moment here on WREF.
Bobby Heating and Air is starting its second 100 years as a local heating and air contractor serving the entire tri-state area. For the past century, Lapa Heating and Air has been offering professional services when it comes to both new installs and maintenance, as well as duct sealing. They are a Carrier factory authorized dealer and employ certified technicians. Reduce your energy costs this year by having Lapa Heating and Air service your heating and cooling units. Lapa Heating and Air, 812-425-9464.
Hoppe & Sons Construction offers over 30 years of experience. Each project is supervised by a project manager who is involved in every phase, including estimation, specification, and execution. Hoppe & Sons Construction, the choice of area planners, architects, businesses, and residents for superior craftsmanship and guaranteed results. Hoppe & Sons Construction, located at 3225 Claremont Avenue, or visit their website at hoppeandsons.com.
To the Point Therapeutic Massage has served the Evansville, Mount Vernon, and Henderson area since 2000, offering therapeutic massages focusing on pain relief, stiffness, migraines, and soreness. They offer circulation and range of motion improvement and reflexology and myofascial release applications. If you're looking for an amazing staff that cares about your wellness, To the Point Therapeutic Massage is your choice. To the Point Therapeutic Massage on West Franklin Street in Evansville and online at tothepointtherapeuticmassage.com.
Now there's more reason than ever to become a member of Diamond Valley Federal Credit Union. Right now, when you open a new checking account, you can earn $200. That's right. Open a new checking account and earn a $200 deposit into your new account after 90 days. Learn more about Open and Earn by calling 812-425-5152, stop by one of our five convenient locations, or visit DiamondValleyFCU.org today. Diamond Valley Federal Credit Union. Our focus is your future.
Award World Trophies and Gifts is the tri-state area's premier destination for celebrating success and finding the perfect gift. Whether you're recognizing achievements in sports, business, or personal milestones, they have you covered. Located at 700 North Weinbach, this unique gift shop offers a wide selection of trophies, plaques, ribbons, and a variety of thoughtful gifts to say congratulations in style. With the latest engraving technology, they can personalize any award or gift and make it truly special. If you can dream it, Award World can make it happen. Visit them Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 or call 812-425-4571 to explore their offerings.
Back here on week 6 of the Modern Day Football Show with Xander Merkley. I'm Brad Klein. Very happy to be with you. The senior guard was a force in influencing the run game for Modern Day in their last win, 35-14 against Jasper. Hey, Xander, really appreciate the time.
Thank you.
So we were talking to Coach Gable about this game just before the break and talking about, yeah, the run game, sure, but I'd imagine that you and certainly the entire offensive line, you guys deserve some sort of steak dinner, something. Caden Thacker owes you big time after his 200-yard, four-touchdown performance. That didn't happen without the holes that you guys produced.
Yeah, I mean, he's the first one to thank us after every play. He runs hard, but we try to give him the best holes we can.
Good. I feel like a thank you is in order for 100 yards. But again, 200 yards, I feel like he has to go the extra mile. I'm telling you, like a dinner. I don't know if you're like a Benihana guy, something like that, some hibachi, something that he can do to repay you, I think would be important. What do you think?
Yeah. I'll definitely let him know.
Oh, man. Xander Merkley here on WREF, the Modern Day Football Show, week 6 on 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. Now, as one of the leaders of this team, a senior, how would you describe the locker room and the vibe around Modern Day Football bouncing back from that Memorial game with a big win against Jasper?
Yeah, after the Memorial game, it was a tough loss, but that next practice, the next Monday, Saturday, the seniors kicked in. We started working harder than we ever have. Every practice we worked harder, and we were fired up, ready to come back, get a comeback going.
You know, Xander, I'm kind of curious for you. Obviously, traction, I'd imagine, is a pretty big part of your game. You look at the forecast for Friday night, and we'll talk about the opponents in a moment, but getting ready for North, you look at the forecast, and with winds that are going to be nearly 60 miles an hour and almost certain rain, what does that do for you and your preparation? Because I'd imagine it's going to be a sloppy game, not necessarily as far as the fundamentals, but as far as the laundry after the game.
Yeah, well, we're just going to – both teams are in the same conditions. We're just going to have to fight as hard as we can and just go every play, really.
So what about North are you focusing on in your 111th to get ready for this game?
Yeah, North, they're a good team. They got a lot of size. They're very physical. We just got to make sure we can man up to them.
Xander Merkley here on WREF, week six of the Modern Day Football Show. Yeah, sure, they're a physical team. They're also a team that was tested very early in this season by playing some of the better teams they'll find in the area. Then again, they haven't played you guys. So what are you hoping to show North about Modern Day Football after what happened last season?
Yeah, I mean, last season they didn't bring it to us. This season, I'm hoping we can respond and show how physical we are this year.
To reiterate the time, congratulations on the work that you've done so far, but also good luck on Friday.
Thank you.
Side, Mike Gable will tell us a little bit more about the approach and the game plan for Modern Day Football against North coming up on Friday. On the other side, right here on WREF 97.7 FM, the Ref. Always the right call.
Moppy Heating and Air is starting its second 100 years as a local heating and air contractor serving the entire tri-state area. For the past century, Moppy Heating and Air has been offering professional services when it comes to both new installs and maintenance, as well as duct sealing. They are a Carrier factory authorized dealer and employ certified technicians. Reduce your energy costs this year by having Moppy Heating and Air service your heating and cooling units. Moppy Heating and Air, 812-425-9464.
Hoppe & Sons Construction offers over 30 years of experience. Each project is supervised by a project manager who is involved in every phase, including estimation, specification, and execution. Hoppe & Sons Construction, the choice of area planners, architects, businesses, and residents for superior craftsmanship and guaranteed results. Hoppe & Sons Construction, located at 3225 Claremont Avenue, or visit their website at hoppeandsons.com.
To the Point Therapeutic Massage has served the Evansville, Mount Vernon, and Henderson area since 2000, offering therapeutic massages focusing on pain relief, stiffness, migraines, and soreness. They offer circulation and range of motion improvement and reflexology and myofascial release applications. If you're looking for an amazing staff that cares about your wellness, To the Point Therapeutic Massage is your choice. To the Point Therapeutic Massage on West Franklin Street in Evansville and online at tothepointtherapeuticmassage.com.
You've got places to go, and Better Banking can help you and your money go further. Are you ready to take your money to new heights? Get a flexible high-yield checking account that lets you customize your interest rate so you can keep your finances headed in the right direction. With Elevate Checking from United Fidelity Bank, you're in control of how much you earn. You can raise your rate with a few easy steps, like using your mobile banking app or getting your paychecks by direct deposit. Get more ways to earn more with Elevate Checking and start earning 4.00% APY. Learn more at unitedfidelity.com/elevate or visit your local banking center. Must meet certain criteria to qualify. Rates may change at any time without notice after the account is opened. APY is accurate as of August 1st, 2024. $25 minimum deposit required to open. Fees or other conditions could reduce earnings on the account. Member FDIC.
Wrapping up shop here on week six of the Modern Day Football Show with the head coach, Mike Gable. I'm Brad Klein. Very happy to be with you. All right, so getting ready for Friday night against North on the road. So, coach, let me ask you this. What's it going to take to continue this little hot streak that you guys have spurted out since Memorial and get win number five?
Well, it's going to take about everything we have. We're going to play very good, disciplined ball, kind of like last week against Jasper. We're going to build on that. The thing is, I think North's defense is extremely good, extremely strong. They're disciplined, they're well coached, and their size is we don't match up size-wise. So we're going to have to do a few things and try to catch them, but hopefully we can move the ball a little bit. You know, they've got a great team. Their three losses are not did not indicate how what kind of caliber of competition play there. The teams that have beaten them are 14-1 combined. So they played the bulk of the SIC already. And I know that coach has been talking about it all week. They got us last year and they're going to be ready to play tomorrow night. This is not a make or break game, but it's a very important game for North, just as it is for us.
Again, Mike Gable here on WREF, the modern-day head football coach, getting ready to play North on Friday. Now, Coach, you look at the Huskies. Now, you mentioned a couple of things that will make this game challenging, but is there one thing that you guys are determined to try and take away from them on Friday night?
Well, obviously, we have to contain a young man named Rucker. He is very good, outstanding running back. He's got nearly 500 yards, and his counterpart, Mitchell, is equally as good. They've just got a lot of good running, hard-running athletes, and their line is big and blocked very well. I think Tim Barge has done a great job mixing it up and passing the ball. So it's typical North. They're going to be very aggressive. We have to try to accept that challenge and meet their aggressiveness. We didn't do it very well against Memorial, but we better do it against North or we're going to be very sorry.
In this game, North has an opportunity here to, I don't want to say turn their season around, because that would indicate that their season has been a wash so far, but they had a really, really tough start to their schedule, three of their first four games against some really, really tough opponents, so they took three losses in those first four. But I think North is a little bit better than their record shows, so they're probably looking at this game as an opportunity against you guys. So how have you gone about addressing what North has and what North is thinking going into this game with your group?
Well, we remember last year they took it to us and they had their way, and we expect nothing more of that type of attack and aggressiveness from North. And you're right, they did play outstanding teams. They actually outscored offensively Castle 11-7, but Castle had a pick six, and that gave them a win. But they held Castle almost to no offense, and they also had opportunity. They ended up on a two-yard line, I think, to end the first half. There were a lot of different things that could have changed the final outcome of that game, and obviously our game with Castle could have gone that way as well. But against Wrights and against Memorial, I think those are, you know, the two undefeated teams left in the conference. So they played all the big wigs so far, and they know that, and we know that. So we have to try to match up their enthusiasm and their determination, because it's homecoming night at North, and they're going to be fired up.
Mike Gable, the head coach for Modern Day. I'd imagine he's pretty fired up at 4-1 through 5. It's week 6 of the Modern Day Football Show. Coach, really, really appreciate your time. Good luck on Friday.
Thank you, Brad. Really appreciate being on.
You got it. All right, we put a bow on this show. Thank you so much for listening to Week 6 of the Modern Day Football Show.
You have been listening to the Modern Day Football Show on WRBF 97.7 FM, ESPN Radio, and online at listentotherep.com. This week's show has been brought to you by Hoppy & Sons Construction, United Fidelity Bank, Evansville the State Emporium, Award World Trophies, and by Loppy Heating and Air. The show has also been brought to you by To The Point Therapeutic Massage and by Diamond Valley Federal Credit Union. The Modern Day Football Show has been another sports presentation of Evansville Sports Programming Incorporated and WREF 97.7 FM, ESPN Radio.